Welcome and aho. Cross the Veil with April, your host and facilitator. This week we're doing a little bit of a different event. We are in Homer, Alaska, and we're pre-recording our event today with a wonderful group of folks. We have a wonderful open forum gallery here tonight. And I also have invited two phenomenal women to join me, and we are going to be bringing forward messages from Across the Veil. Across the Veil is the unique experience of hearing from those who have preceded us across the veil. That can be angels, that can be guides, that can be masters, that can be teachers, it can be family, it can be loved ones, and it can be friends. For those here in the gallery, I want you to be aware of this program will be on the radio, internet radio, it's on bbsradio.com next Friday. So if you want to re-listen to it, you're able to go ahead and do that through the internet radio. It's a great program. There's a lot of wonderful people that come on to the radio during the day. If you've never done that, please feel free to go on and find that information out. When we do an open gallery, we never bring forward anything that's personal of nature. If something comes through that's going to be personal of nature, we as the readers here, because we view confidentiality as foremost the first important thing, we'll invite you to come and have a session with us one-on-one, answering questions, bringing in the information for you, maybe bringing in some healing through the messages that'll be coming through. So don't worry about that and don't be concerned about that. Across the Veil, as I was saying, is that unique experience of hearing from those that are on the other side, those that have crossed over before us, those that live there, so to speak, coming in to bring us messages. And here in Homer, was invited into Homer by Camille, and she is the owner of a little shop that's called Something to Believe In. So if the listeners on the radio program ever in Homer, come see Camille. It's Something to Believe In. We welcome her to be a part of our program. We also invite, I have also invited Alana, and I never can say your last name, Perello. And she is from a little shop in Anchorage, Alaska, that is called The Fifth Element. And her shop is just beginning to open and doing some amazing, miraculous things for Anchorage as well. So we have a lot of Alaska covered today here in Homer, because I'm from Wasilla, which is north. And we're going to open the program up. I'm kind of waiting for some of the energies to settle in for us to connect, so that we can start bringing the messages through together. It's always fun to work with another person bringing forward messages, because they're going to hear it one way, I may hear it a way, Alana may hear it another way, Camille may hear it another way. And Camille and I have worked together for approximately 5 years, and I love doing this kind of work with her. So I'm going to go ahead and begin. You have a visitor here today with you. I have a male energy with you. Are you looking for a visitor to come in today? Were you hoping to hear from somebody today? You're a skeptic? That's probably why they picked you first. Okay, that's probably why they picked on you first. They're going to pick the skeptic in the room, of course. Go ahead. Alana, I'm gonna hand you a phone.
Before April tuned into this young lady here, I saw a sea ship and World War II kind of flashbacks.
Okay, does that resonate with anything that you may?
Yeah.
It does connect with that? Okay, I'm going to let Alana do some reading with you with that. I'm going to let you go with that, what you're feeling, hearing, and gaining from that.
This person's in a lot of reflective time and looking back on his motivations for being there, and realizing that the time away from family wasn't as important as being there. There's some conflict, inner conflict, about being at war and the impact on other families by being at war. And so there's still something that's holding that person back. Message for you specifically. I know this sounds strange, but he says your feet, have your feet looked at and take really good care of your feet if you don't already do that. He's showing me your body structure and the gait of your walk and moving forward in life and how that's physically manifesting in your body. There's something stopping you from easily, swiftly moving forward in life.
Do you personally experience any problem with your feet? Okay. That's why he's connecting with her on the feet. It's the connection for him to, I hope I'm talking loud enough that they're hearing this, that there's that connection with her between her feet and him. He's letting you know that it's him connecting in with you, and that's why this will happen sometimes this way. So it's kind of neat that you got to have the first reading on the program this week and on our forum here in Homer. Camille, I feel like you have something to share. I feel like there's an energy that dropped in.
I know it's a new forum for you guys. Go ahead.
I'm seeing, going on the war energy, I'm seeing a big ship. I would call it something like a battleship. It feels like it's a military ship. It's with the woman here in pink with the glasses on your head. It feels as if it's a, I'm hearing grandfather. And the ship is a ship that's possibly steam run. There's like, it feels like great big stacks, and like it feels like it's an older ship, like a steam ship.
Does either of those ladies,
does
the steam ship, the older
ship, fit with either? It's the one in front. It feels like it's connected in. There's a message is something about the love of the water. This gentleman actually may be a gentleman with your husband as much as with you, maybe for your husband, and that his love of the water is ancient. This gentleman has white hair. He's a smaller stature. He's showing himself kind of slight. He says, delve into the underwater depths. There's treasures galore. He's using the word galore for you. Don't be fearful of going into the dark beneath the water. He likes yellow. There's a woman with yellow with him. They're using the word pinafore, a yellow pinafore. It feels like it might have been a little girl. They're showing the black Mary Jane shoes with the white socks. It feels as if this person may have been your grandfather, and that as a young girl you would be with him somehow.
Does somebody in this question here get that? Does that resonate with somebody right in through here, either the girl in the front or the one behind her? Because the energy keeps going between when I'm seeing it. Where are you picking it up, Camille?
I'm picking it up with
third row back, second row back.
Third row back, but it may not. I'm just showing this man as an older man, as a grandfather with a young girl, and that the woman in this room was his granddaughter, and that he loved to be with her and did not get to spend enough time with her. And if he could do it again, he would take walks with her. And it's important for her to not be fearful of the water and to smell the roses in life.
Okay. Lana's got the red roses that go with this. If this resonates with you, take it to heart. You don't have to validate it with us as a group. If you'd like to share something and validate it as a group, that's great if you do. If not, that's fine too. I'm picking up with the young man with the hat on his head. You have some ancient energy that has connected with you that is wanting to bring messages through in a little bit of a different formation than what you're doing. They're wanting to open up a door that's going to take you to another gate. They're wanting to move you forward. They're wanting to take you beyond the, I think from working with you this weekend, you're doing something with the Hawaiian thing. They want to take you through a different gate. They want to take you to a place where you can go deeper into. They're showing me you got going into this deeper cave, but as you're down in there, you're actually digging deeper down into the sand. You're digging deeper down in for kind of core. Kind of, if I were to put a definition to it, it's kind of the core of going down to the center of Mother, going down in and really reaching up and pulling out what it is they have to bring forward for you. Is anybody else getting? Okay.
Absolutely.
the message is there's a big woolly mammoth that steps into the room, and the woolly mammoth is talking about ancient knowledge, ivory, bones, artifacts. I see footprints, footprints in sands, footprints in rocks, and imprints, fossils. They say you're an interdimensional seeker and you need to move into the inner dimensions. You can see into the trees, into the rocks, into the plants, into the earth. And to do this, you need to move past your anger and allow your anger to be here and then past it. And then through that anger, they show the deep red of the lava as the life force of the earth and moving deep into that energy. Madame Pele, she's calling herself Madame Pele, is one of the guides that wants to work with you.
On this, the anger, because a lot of times when we hear the word anger, we start thinking, what do they mean by I'm angry about something because I don't feel like I'm angry about something? This is something that's from the past. This is something like when you get to that certain point, something happened that stopped you in another lifetime. Something brought you to that point, and once you got there, it stopped you, and it downright pissed you off. And it made you back off, and that's why you have to come and you're kind of doing it again, kind of going through that walk again. Do you have more?
There's shovels with it. It's like saying Paleolithic. I don't know the scientific term. Paleo.
It works for me.
I feel like you're supposed to be an archaeologist, or you were an archaeologist, or you need to work in some way to work with ancient artifacts, and that will trigger you. They're showing me they're saying Cro-Magnon, but they're showing me a skull. They're showing me stone mortar and pestle, stone artifacts.
Does any of that feel like it fits with the work that you're wanting to begin to do, or the path that you're beginning to feel like you're doing?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us. Oh, very good. Got a message for this gal right here. Did you lose somebody young in their 20s? Is there a relative that you're aware of that you lost in your 20s, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-somebody? Because there's somebody in about that time, that age group. Either of you picking up that, young gentleman? They're very close to you. It almost feels like it could have been a brotherly type of energy. Feels like it could have been almost like a sibling, but where they're positioned in your energy doesn't put it same family. So what I'm getting from it is that it's a young gentleman that you've known, that you considered a brother, who has left. And he's wanting to bring that awareness to you, number one, that he's left, that he loved you dearly, that he enjoyed. There's something about a red swing set. I'm seeing a red swing set. Did you have a swing set or go to a place where there was a big red swing set? Normally they were black. He's showing me a red swing set. Okay. Keep that in mind. Don't discredit it. Don't discount it, because it's going to come through and the answer is going to be there. Have you got something?
The man that she's talking about shows himself loving the Blues Brothers, being in a black suit with a tie, very blues glasses, very Blues Brother-ish, or connected into that type of energy.
Okay. Alana, do you have anything that you're picking up with that one?
I think it's a guide for you. I don't think that it's a deceased person. I think that it's a musical guide for you, and maybe encouraging you to look at other mediums of music that you haven't visited, or experiment with blues type music to pull inspiration for your creativity.
And they say Men in Black, like the show Men in Black, the movie Men in Black.
Okay. I still get that it's a deceased person that's connecting through, bringing that message through. So as coming in, though, in the form of a guide is what I'm particularly picking it up as, which fits with what we're getting to lead you in that direction. But there's something about a red swing set. Maybe there's a song you're going to write and become a millionaire on. I don't know. But a red swing set. But this person has a tremendous amount of love for you. That brotherly kind of connecting of love, that warmth of heart, brotherly kind of connection and love is what I'm seeing with that. Okay?
I'm getting information. I'm just not sure where it's coming from. I've got three different things going on.
Okay, I'm going to let you start sharing it. If it resonates with you, please let us know. In some form of either nod at us, or you don't have to speak. We're going to put you on the plate here, but it'll help her know where to expand with it, because sometimes we get messages that might be coming from for somebody driving down the road, They don't necessarily have to be in our gallery room here. We try to keep it focused and centered here, but sometimes outside stuff, and because we are using a motel facility, who knows what we have behind us that could be in the space too, but I'm going to let Lana go with some of hers.
The first thing that I'm picking up is the red roses were associated with a child that did not reach full term. And this person also had a sister or someone that was very much like a sister. And the message that's coming through, and this is a little bit of a personal message, you don't have to claim it as your own, you'll know if it's yours, is that the sister is actually helping guide and protect the child and into the light. And so there is no pain in that space where they are now. So they're asking and appearing to help heal that pain that's here. I'm also picking up someone with Eastern heritage and playing some type of Eastern music. And that same person is saying Piccadilly Square. I don't know what that is.
Before you go forward with that,
okay.
I want to play on that one because I'm hearing a message coming through on that because somebody has confusion in their mind about it with the child going over, and I'm trying to make sure I got it right. The child going over early and going with a sister figure to be there, who'd already have to be there for them. Oftentimes what happens is we're met at the gate by others that'll help us feel at home, that'll help us go into the point of where we begin to heal, where we begin to, I hate the word hibernation, but that's the word I'm hearing, where we begin our process of being on the other side. We make that transition, and we are met. We are brought through that with love. It can be a guide. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. It can be a pet that will help us go through that, and that's what Alana's picking up on, is that not that this person was stuck, not that this child was stuck or unable to move forward, but that there was that energy, there was that someone there to greet them, and that's what they're trying to show, is that comfort of knowing that when they went there, they were greeted with love. Okay, go ahead, Lana.
The next one is just someone of Eastern heritage, and it just makes me feel like they're from India or from Pakistan or from somewhere on that side, and they're playing this really interestingly foreign music, kind of high-pitched music. And the other one is not even a spirit. It's someone's spirit that was in this room that was in a car crash. And I feel like they have part of their souls are here to be retrieved to go back, which is interesting.
Okay. So sometimes what happens when we have some that are held within, it's kind of fun how that's playing together with the beginning part of this when you and I were connecting on this one. But sometimes what happens is when there's a traumatic death, when there's a death of unacceptance, there's that being held from making that final step across the veil. There's that being held back. I've had them come in who are, they'll stand there and say, I can't be dead. If I was dead, I'd be in hell. I can't be dead because, and it's because of programming and training and fears that we produce as we're going through our everyday lives. And that's what it feels like this one is experiencing, is that feeling of, I can't be dead yet. I'm not allowed to be dead yet. Exactly. I didn't finish. I'm not done. That's what it feels like. So what I want the group here to do with me, if everybody will close their eyes, we're going to help this gentleman make this transition. I'm hearing the name Bernard, so we're going to call him Bernard. Is there, at one point in time here, we're going to count down 3, 2, 1. When I get to one, I want everybody to send him love and light and tell him to look for the light. Look for the hand of the loved one that's there to help him. 3, 2, 1. Grounding ourselves, using our breath, using our personal strength, we say to Bernard, you had a wonderful life. Move forward. It's time to step home. With the light of the path that all of these in this group are showing you, we want to tell you, go home, be happy, be blessed, be healed. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm hearing him say thank you. I'm hearing him say thank you. there's a lot of emotion with it. Whew, yeah. A lot of emotion with it. Go ahead. I saw the male energy. Maybe we had a couple.
I don't know.
There may have been a couple here that we were able to grab a hold of, the two of them, through this Bernard window that you opened up.
Yeah.
At one point in the time that we're here, we will do that. And more than likely what that's going to do is we're going to do that after, because this is going to run for an hour. After this is done and he comes on and he signs off with me, so the radio program will continue on. We're not going to be done unless we're done. Does that sound okay with everybody here? I feel like we didn't just release one. I don't feel like we just released two. I'm feeling five definite. Do you feel more than?
I feel many.
You feel the many? You feel more?
I feel many.
Okay.
The Eastern person was definitely a male, but I felt a female. I know there was a female.
I sensed the presence with you earlier, and that presence is not here now.
Okay. I think we did a clearing, I think, is what happened. And as a group, I feel.
No.
I feel as a group, there was a release here. And there was a connection with the person in the room that may have opened this. Is that what we're hearing? Okay. 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 Very good. Very good. Do you have something to share, Camille? You've been writing away over there. I wing it. I don't write. You guys write. You ready to take the phone? Okay.
At this point, there was a council of grandmothers wanting to make themselves known to me, and they're calling themselves the Council of Grandmothers, and they want to speak to a woman in the third row here, eating her food at the moment. And they're poking me, and they're saying, we are the Council of Grandmothers, and we want you to step into your wisdom and join us. And the big grandmother steps forward and calls herself Grandmother Spider. And she says, you need to go to the gecko. The gecko has a lesson. And then she shows me, she says, Lazy Susan, all your tools are on the Lazy Susan. All you have to do is spin it and pull the tool off. And I feel as if the Lazy Susan is connected into an actual grandmother in your ancestry, and that you might even have a Lazy Susan or had an experience with one as a young girl.
Something I'm picking up on this, too, is that they're wanting you to connect with the indigenous grandmothers. There is the indigenous 12 grandmothers. I met one in Phoenix when I was down there. They're wanting you to Google this online if you don't know who they are. Okay. They want you to connect with that, to keep that.
You are to be a member of this council. You are to be a member of this council. And if you feel shy about that, they say they're going to kick you in the butt until you step up. Then they show me a very large tree, and they say that all you have to do is connect in with the tree, look to the tree of life that is your wisdom. They're showing me a Nordic word. It starts with a Y. It's like, I can't pronounce it. It's Yagasal. Thank you. And they want you to explore those Nordic roots. Very much the Viking energy, very much the ships. There are past lives here. There is some pain and suffering. There is a sense that you may have condemned yourself in a previous Nordic lifetime, and that there's some unworthiness that needs to be shifted in that space somehow. They bring the color yellow, and they show me a beautiful swan. And as you bring the yellow into your life, the swan will make itself known. They say, look to the birds, that you know what they mean.
Okay. Do either of you have anything more to go with that?
I don't know if it's with that.
Okay.
When we did the clearing, and it said the master stepped in, and very, very strong energy, stronger than usual for me, and he's like, I am Count Saint Germain. I am here to free these beings and take them into the light. And please let all people know that I am here to assist them in not only freeing their fears, but freeing their loved ones, and to call on me at any time for that.
Okay. I have a connection coming in for you. I can't remember your name. I know I spoke with you over the weekend here at your booth. There's a message coming through for you that what they want me to share with you and what they want me to bring forward to you is that you have the silver platter in front of yourself and you've learned how to use it. Now they want you to use it. We've learned how to use it. They're showing me, like, the silver platter with things, and you're learning how to this.
There's some stuff going on there, and you know there is, because there's a lot of healing between races going on the planet right now, and that healing is microcosmic within yourself and macrocosmic outside of yourself, okay? And they're showing me the movie Bubba Gump. When you said silver platter, I saw when he brought that Bubba's mama, the whole thing, and he brought him the money, and now she don't serve people food no more. She has her own server. That's what I saw with the, when you said silver platter, it shifted, and it's not about that race card anymore. That race card's got to transmute into the violet flame. Not that you're playing it, but just to see it and experience that in the world around you, there's beauty in that.
Okay, good. What I was getting is that platter full of items, and you've learned how to use them, they want you to use them. Embrace it. Okay? Let it become not just but within here, coming inside. You also have a great grandmother who's working through you. Very strongly, very strongly. Are you aware of her presence on a daily basis? She's there daily. She's saying, I'm there daily, nodding her head. Very beautiful woman. She holds herself very, I don't want to say proper because that's not a word that would fit with her. Okay, there we go. Okay. Okay. Very good, very good. She's definitely with you, and it's on a daily basis. At any moment in time that you need her help, all you simply need to do, I'm hearing the word great grandmama. I don't know what you called her. I don't know what the nickname is, but that's what I'm hearing. Mama B, okay. All you have to do is say the words, and she's there to bring in whatever it is you need and to help you with whatever you need help with. Okay? You also have a gentleman there, too, and he kind of puts his arm around her. So you have two helps. You have the balance. Okay, there we go. They're showing me the balance. Okay, Camille?
There's another guy that wants to step in with you, and I feel like this is a guy you're yet to meet. And it's either a guide or a message for you. Anyway, this is a person that feels older, wearing a lodge blankets around themselves. But what they're very much showing me is a walking staff. And this walking staff is similar to a caduceus with wings. That's the top of it. And I feel as if you are being asked to create through your own artistic means a staff. And I feel that this staff has something very much to do with you stepping into your power and taking back your rightful place to be the queen that you are.
I'm actually seeing you walking with the staff, wrapped, garbed, robed, in a different life, in a different setting, in a different place. You have it, and you're just, it's not like, and it's kind of like that, what is that movie where she hits the stick on the ground and the kids behave? Manic McPhee. That movie, and where she can, it's a magical stick. It's a magical power. And each time that you use it and you connect with Mother Earth, it's like you send out this bit of energy. You send out healing. You send out love. You send out light. You're loving and forgiving, and your power of acceptance of all mankind, as it goes out, as it sends that message out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of power in that. A lot of power in that.
And Polly wants to work with you as well.
Something about some crystals need to be with it.
Yes, I see crystal on top of it.
I'm also seeing some inside. I'm seeing a Star of David carved and embedded in the center part of this staff. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are either of you picking up a message for someone?
I have, and it's
there is a message I have, and it seems to be a shorter message, and it's with this gentleman in the third row back with the curly hair. And the first thing they show me is a huge hand. They're saying it's the mighty hand in the sand.
Okay.
And then I'm seeing images of a hamsa, and I'm actually being shown Hebrew heritage where the hamsa is often a symbol, and then the mother comes in and shows me the hand of Fatima. And I feel like I'm being shown hands from around the world from different philosophical systems where they've used that as an emblem. And there is something very special about the hand for you. It is not just massage. It is,
I got it. It's the spiral. It's the handprint with a spiral in the center of it.
I've seen it in mud on a wall in a cave.
With this big, and it's got the spiral in it, which is the cycles of life, which is the processing through everything you're going to process through. And as a body worker and as a person who uses their hands, when you activate your hands and you bring that energy forward with your hands, I don't know if you've ever done that or not. Grab me later and I'll show you how to open your hands up. When you do that and you begin doing work, and if you're a body worker and you're listening to the program, this is something that can be done. Send me an email and I'll be happy to, because I'm hearing somebody on the radio needs to hear this message as well. I'll be happy to share it with you. Ask me in the email how to open your hands up so that it opens up that light and sends that spiral, taking you to that new realm of helping others.
Do you have something to let up?
Oh, just to repeat?
Yeah.
I have, like, 5 million other places since then. Let me rewind. It just feels really ancient. Like, there's you hold ancient knowledge at the cellular level of how to transmute energy with and through your hands as tools. And in assisting others using your hands, you're assisting yourself as well. And your hands, when you stretch them out, are actually connected in your heart chakra. And that is something to do with that, clearing that heart area for you, or keeping it clear and strong and living out of love instead of out of fear. Being willing to receive love, unconditional love of self and others, and forgiveness of self and others, and how those are tied together in the balance of the masculine and feminine energies within yourself.
With that hand, my friend here said she saw the hand in a dark cave in mud, and I'm seeing the hand on a horse, on an Appaloosa horse on its rump, and I feel like you're showing, being shown the image of the hand through the male vibration and through the female vibration, and that you carry both, and that as you learn the different energies of each different hand, that you're bringing them together through your throat. So they want you to really recognize that through the power of your throat and vocal cords and with your hands. And then they're also showing me the chakras in your feet, that you will, they're basically showing me moving mountains. They show you blessing whole communities, whole groups of people, where you're not even touching them, but where you're holding up your hands. They're showing me Moses with this, and Moses holding his hand to set the Red Sea back. So the Hebrew mythology that's coming through so the people could walk through. I feel like this is one of your gifts that you have. And there is a, you're being asked to check into Hebrew mysticism and that energy, because there is messages there for you. And there may even be, they're showing me a Semitic, a gentleman with the long beard. I don't even know what the Jewish gentlemen call themselves, but they're saying Semitic, and, you know, with the long beard and the hat. And I feel like this is an ancient relative of yours, in your family lineage, and they're saying he's on your mother's side. Maybe that's through your mother, and so there is some information there for you.
Okay, I have a message for the lady here at the back of the room, and this message is going to go also to a few other women in the listening of this. You're feeling some really, really heavy pain on an emotional level, and they're behind. And they're wanting to bring you comfort. They're wanting to bring you love. They're wanting to bring you, the knowledge that you're cared for, that you have I'm seeing, once again, I've been seeing these a lot lately. I have two angels that have positioned themselves behind you. And as they stand behind you, their wings touch. One's facing the east and one's facing the west. And I know I was not just polar correct, but that's because I'm looking at the room this way. But they're wanting you to realize that they're back there. And at the moments when it hurts the worst and when you're going through what you're going through, what they actually do is they then turn so that they're shoulder to shoulder. And as they're shoulder to shoulder, they bring their wings this way. They're bringing their arms this way to comfort. They're bringing their arms this way to give you the peace. You recently lost someone. They hear you. And they know that you're talking to them, and they're trying to talk to you. They're trying to bring you love back. And in your heart, because you're still hurting, and in your heart, when we hurt like that, sometimes it's hard to hear from them. Sometimes it's hard to get the message. When that happens, they show me the visual of the big radio, the big knobs, the old-time radios. As we heal, we begin to be able to fine-tune in, and we begin to be able to connect with that, and we begin to be able to heal from that. I would like to encourage you to visit with one of us ladies at some point in time. Make an appointment either on the phone, if you're local here, check with the gal local here. Follow through with this because there is a message to come through from whom you've lost. And I don't want to go there because I'm feeling that they're putting their hand there to warn me to tell me that this is very private. This is very personal. But the angels want you to know that you're covered and you're protected, and whomever it is that's on the other side has asked them to help heal your heart, has asked you, has heard your cry, has heard your tears, and has asked them to be there for you as a comfort and as a blankie. Okay? Knowing that it's okay. Knowing that it's okay. A message for the gal in the back row in the green. You got it, Alana?
It's feeling it out. It's really shattered for me. It's hidden because it's still really.
You got it?
I have a piece of it.
Okay.
I have a piece of it. It feels like the beginning. It feels like it's coming from a loved one that's passed over. And what they're really doing is they're rhyming and saying things that don't make sense to me. Here we go, loop de loop. Here we go, loop de loop. Swing your partner round and round. Play. It's like they're wanting you to sing. They're wanting you to dance. They're wanting you, and I feel like you might have done square dancing or contra dancing or some type of dancing, and that your heart is the heart of a dancer. And they show me, they say, Freddy Krueger, it is not good for you to watch movies with Freddy Krueger. and then it kind of fades out, and I'm going to hand the phone back over.
It may not fit right now. Have fun. That's what I heard in it as well. That's what I heard in it as well, as Camille was bringing that, was have fun. Don't get caught off into fearful things. Don't get caught off into that type of a room. Have fun. And when she was saying the dancing and the square dancing, I could see you in the big old country western skirt and the big old boots and just a stomping. That's what they want you to do. They want you to express yourself. Express yourself through movement. Express yourself through, I'm going to ask you an odd question, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. When you get upset about something, do you stomp your foot? This is a way of releasement as well for you. That when that starts building and you start feeling like I'm going to stomp my foot, they want you to release through dance, through that. I'm seeing that fun, that dance, that flipping, that the cowboy boots, the, you're really kind of cute that way. All dressed up in your little outfit. Is there, Alana, do you have anything with that one?
Are you relative of her? Are you her daughter?
Niece, okay. I don't know, that's in my eye the whole time we've been sitting here, and there's that heavy energy from before.
There's definitely a very, very strong message that if you don't have a higher education already, you really, really need to go to college. It's really important because what you're going to learn there is going to put you in a position of power to do the work that you need to do while you're here. Take the time that you need to do it. You don't have to do it all right now, but I see you getting a master's in something or even multiple masters in something. So don't limit yourself, and it's okay to shift where you're going as you get there and you fine tune a little bit more. But you've got some big work, and school's going to be real important for you.
When she was saying that, I immediately could see a change in your auric field. Like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be there. I don't want to go there. And as she started saying at the end, as Alana was sharing at the end of it, you're going to start on a road that's not the road you're going to end on. Okay? It's the getting your feet wet. It's the stepping into the puddle. It's in the stepping into the educational field.
More? And the rest of the messages I have for you is that you know who I am. I know who your guides are. They know you know that I know who your guides are. And Archangel Raphael steps in behind you and says it's green, and you know that it's green. So please follow the green road. It's green, the green ray. They want you to continue to do your studies in the metaphysics, to learn the rays, the spiritual properties of the rays. The masters and the saints are all around you. They have been with you for many years. Okay? They say that you've already begun your training. You have moved through apprenticeship, and you're now ready to step into practice at some level of your being. The path of education for you is a path of being an ambassador to the heart and to the spirit. It's a path of healing. It's a path of balance. And I don't see a master's. I see a doctorate degree.
I see two. I see two doctorates. And two
PhDs. Right? Two PhDs. And it is for you. It's not about a partner. It's for you, they say. They say you know that. Also behind that, Count Saint Germain does step in and bring you the violet ray. He wants you to continue your work with him. He says that he knows that who you are. You know who he is. Again, they're saying they know you. They've worked with you for many years.
On that, don't let multiple degrees scare you. I carry 4 PhDs, and I'm working on a dual master's PhD for my fifth one. Don't let it scare you, because once you start doing it, it's like, wow, baby, I can do this. And they're going to encourage you that way. They're going to help you move forward that way. Okay, so don't let dual things concern you, because you're actually going to live a dual life, whatever that means.
Which is why the green ray of balance is so important. And there also seems to be a gentleman here, and I feel as if it's with the woman that's next to you, but also I feel like it's more of a global or a universal message, maybe to more than one person in this room. And what I'm being shown is a gentleman who may have been a soldier, and it appears to be a soldier from Germany wearing tall boots. He's marching with his legs out like this. And I feel like it may have been a relative, and the energy is an energy of this person does not come to you because there's shame and guilt in the family about his connection in with the German energy. And the message is a message of, because an angel steps in front of him, and so this gentleman has sent the angels to ask the hearts of the people to send healing and forgiveness to those soldiers of Germany, because many of them who passed over have not moved into the light, because of the fear and because of the guilt and the shame. And so they're being, I feel like this is directly connected to you. I'm not sure where that is coming from.
It could be ancestral. It could be down family lines. It could be past life. You know, play it through, and it may come through where something, all of a sudden you get in a conversation, all of a sudden it's like, that's what the reading was about. Okay? Okay? I don't know. Are you guys seeing the color? As we look out over the room, are you seeing the rainbow, the color that's surrounding this group? This is a very enlightened group of people. Skeptical if you want to be, gifted if you want to be, healer if you want to be, intuitive if you want to be. It's all here. It's all here. And all we have to do is take a hold of it and grab a hold of it. And as we're getting to the point where I know that soon the radio is going to come on and tell me that we have to stop the pre-recording, I want to share with you as a group a message that came to me earlier to share. And we're going to go back to doing readings, but if you guys could kind of pull back a little bit because I need to share this message with the group and with those that are going to be hearing the radio program next week. We will be picking up with readings here, but we won't be using the radio at a certain point here. And the message is, do not let someone else tell you where your fun, where your enjoyment, where your happiness sits. If I were to say to everybody in this room is getting on a boat and going out in the ocean, fun and relaxing, by show of hands, how many of you would say, yes, that's what it is? Okay, got a handful of people. If I were to say to as a group of people, getting on a boat, going out into an ocean, we live in a fishing community where we're at right now, how many of you would say, that's work? Show of hands. Same thing. It's a perception that's within ourselves as to what gives us our personal joy. It's as to what gives us our personal balance. It's what gives us our personal gifts. And when we can move forward with that and realizing that we're doing what gives us our comfort, what gives us our joy, what gives us our peace, move with that. Don't let anybody else in the world take that from you. Don't let anybody else in the world say to you, you're working, you're working, you're working. It may not be that you're working. It may be that you're actually relaxing and you're actually at peace. Now, if you were to say to someone who's out on a snow machine, are you having fun? Are you relaxing? And if it's a young guy who just came in and they're going, woo-hoo! You know they had fun, right? But maybe it's also somebody who's got a mission to get something from point A to point B, and they're very stressed by it, and it's their job, and it's their mission to accomplish this. That's work. Finding the balance within your own life and within your own path to find your own relaxation and your own peace. Find what it is within yourself. I can't give it to you. Camille can't give it to you. She can help you find answers. I can help you find answers. Alana can't give it to you. It's going to come from within here. It's going to come within the depths of who you are as an individual. Everybody is as individual as we are individuals. What may be work to one may be play to another. What's relaxation to another may seem like torture to another. I know that if I'm asked to sit down, heaven forbid, number one, you ask me to sit down. You notice I haven't sat down during the whole program. And when I'm doing the programs, now you're all going to know a secret if you listen to the programs on Fridays at 3 o'clock. I'm not sitting down. Once I begin moving, I have to be moving. I have to be expressing myself and feeling that joy. If you ask me to sit down, you might as well sentence me because it's the hardest thing on earth for me. It's not a relaxation. It's not a releasement for me. It's not joy for me. But now, maybe if you enjoy sitting down, kicking back with a cup of tea, having a graham cracker or two, and just relaxing and feeling some, that may be a relaxation to you, huh? But if you put me in that place, it's not. Are you like I am and liked it? Yeah, okay. That movement forward thing, realizing that each of us has our own places in that. And everybody, and those that are listening to the radio, those that are hearing the messages that come across from the other side, you don't need, none of you, those on the radio, those of you sitting here in the gallery, you don't need me. You don't need Camille. You don't need Alana. You don't need any of the other readers and the people that were here this weekend. We're a bonus. We're a blessing to come forward and to bring you these messages. You all have it. You all have the gifts and the abilities within yourself. You all know how to balance yourself. You all know how to ground yourself. We all have our own personal power, and we all have a right to be who it is we came to be, to do what it is we came to do. Don't let anybody take that from you. Don't let anybody steal your personal space. I feel that there's a message for a gal that's going to be listening to the program next weekend. I think there's probably a group of young girls that are hearing this that are going to be hearing it next Friday as it airs. Do not put yourself in a situation where you're a victim. Do not feel that you have to be victimized in order to be happy. If you're in a position or in a situation where somebody is causing you harm, causing you sadness, causing you sorrow, causing you grief, causing you to think that you're not beautiful, causing you to think that you're not a gift to this earth, realize that you are. There's some older women that are hearing this message, too. You're not. You don't have to be the victim. You can rise within that, become your own power, become your own strength, become the individual that you came to be. Live who it is you are. Do not let anybody take it from you. Do not let anybody take it from you. I can't. The messages I'm hearing it as it's coming through from source is so powerful and is so strong. Don't give yourself up. Don't sell yourself short. And even though it's great to have people here like we have here in Alaska, we have a fabulous group of people in Alaska that can help and can be there and encourage and give us tools to getting better and getting healthy. There's fabulous groups everywhere in the world that are there to help. We go in our hearts and we find those answers within ourselves. That's when. Work with your own guides. Work with your own angels. Work with your own masters. A lot of you are sitting in the big arena. In this big arena around you, I see these bleachers. And on these bleachers is lined with the teachers and the masters and the educators and the angels, and they're all there. And you're sitting on your lowly little desk here in the center of this great big arena. It looks like one of those, like a big stadium, but it's got columns. Yeah, like for the gladiators, where you're seeing what I'm seeing, see? You're not getting fed to the lions because all our teachers and our masters and our guides and our angels and those that love us are on those bleachers. And when it's time for one to come down and share that message with us, they will. When they're done, they're going to go back to their seats. And maybe Camille's going to come down and she's going to share a message with you in the group. When she goes back and sits down, maybe Alana's going to come forward, okay? That's what it is. It's our teachers and our guides are kind of teaching us all, molding us all, and helping us all to become the powerful beings that we came to live life as. Don't ever sell yourself short. Don't ever second-guess yourself. Realize who you are, and don't give yourself to anybody. Don't put yourself in that victim role ever again. Do what you can to move through with comfort. You know what? There's people there that'll help you. There's family, there's loved ones, there's friends. Don't be the victim and realize your own beauty. Look in your own eyes in the mirror and say, wow, look who I am. Look at what the life that I've come to live. Maybe I fell on my face about 5 or 6 times walking to the bathroom to look in the mirror, but you know what? Wow. Be who it is you can be. Be who it is that you are. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close this recording and I'm going to close this open forum session on the radio. I don't know how close we are to the top of the hour, but I'm going to say thank you for listening this week. Thank you for being a part of the program. And I want to thank the radio station for accommodating doing this pre-recording for me so that we could bring messages from across the veil to you from Homer, Alaska. And it's been such a privilege and it's been such a joy to be able to share that with the rest of the world. And we want to say to everybody, be blessed with health, abundance, whatever it is that's out there for life for you.